push my fingers into my eyes. It's the only thing that slowly stops the ache. But it's made of all the things I have to take.
That little whore.
Oh, that's horrible.
All right, guys. Hello and welcome to the Holly and Hideout podcast. This is Holly and Jimmy speaking. Joining me is my co-host, Xander Blades. What's up, Xander?
What is up?
And then, of course, our frequent guest we have constantly now is Mr. Shane Smith. Mr. Shano, what's up, man?
Dude, I'm here again, and I'm happy to be here, as always. Like I said, when I got on here, I just love hearing y'all's voices. So
he's so emotional.
Well, you could look at it this way. You could have the episode and me just listen to you devoutly at work and wish I was in on the conversation. Or you could just have me in on the conversation. I'm much happier that way. So
like, today I'm going to go off into my psychological problems.
Yeah, I started telling you. Today we're actually going to talk about mental health.
I would cut this off so quick.
I'm like, by the way, guys, we're live on my YouTube right now.
But anyway, we're going to be talking about the biggest, not say the biggest, but one of the stupidest feuds right now in the world of music. Machine Gun Kelly versus everyone. I'm just saying everyone. Like, I'm just saying everyone, because it seems like he has beef with everyone. He started with Eminem. Like, now, and then he started with Corey, and now, you know, what's he going to start with, another country artist next? Anyway.
Look, probably no Lil Nas X more than likely.
But we're going to be talking about that, and, you know, of course, we'll get off topic, but we'll probably talk about some video games, anime, whatever. But anyway, Xander, take us away.
Hell, from what I know, well, let's see, MGK, all right. I was pretty big into the whole, I guess, the concept of, let's just start about his music career. He was all right. You know, when he started out, I mean, he was okay. Everybody remembers that song, Wild Boy, right? Kind of. Waka Flocka was on it.
Yeah, because it had a Waka Flocka on it. That's the only one I remember.
That was it.
That's
all he saw. Waka Flocka went hard back in the day, bro. Damn, Road Street Party, that motherfuckers fighting in the club for no reason.
Yes.
But I remember, like me and Meerkat, because I'm trying to keep names, you know, on the low. But people who know, you know what I know when I say Meerkat. I mean, we arrived up to the college, and that was like one of the first times we had listened to MGK. I thought to myself, the dude can actually spit. You know, he's actually a pretty decent rapper overall. But I remember some other friends in the car who were avid hip hop fans, probably still are at the time. They didn't dig him. They didn't like him all that much. And I was like, is it because the dude's white or whatever? He's like, no, it's because he's just lame. He's like,
yeah. That's a general consensus for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think what it was is that, personally, I think he just started out kind of on this whole, like, I'm the crazy white boy thing. Steve-O, yeah, look at me. Like I have a mohawk.
A chip on his shoulder, but like a less admirable one. Like, because obviously, you know, to have drive, I imagine you have to kind of live a little bit with a chip on your shoulder. It probably certainly helps, you know, but and not to mention, it seemed as if he might have been from a bit of a downtrodden circumstance before he became a popular artist. So you kind of like can relate to this. You can, well, sure, but the struggle is relatable. But in the same breath, it's like you're kind of a douche. You know, like you're kind of a dickhead. Like, and it's like, I don't know. Of course, you can romanticize the whole punk shit. Like, well, he's rowdy. He doesn't give a fuck. It's like, but something has always seemed inauthentic. I don't know about him.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what it is. It's just that, in my opinion, if he would have started in hip hop now. Well, let's say around the time like 2014, 2015, you know, when XXL became became a thing and everybody was kind of the mumbles or the lulls or whatever the hell you want to call it,
sure,
he would have probably had a way better chance, a way better career, in my opinion.
Well, let's not be unrealistic, because he has been a pretty successful artist.
Yeah.
Like, as far as just whatever it takes to be get noticed, or people know who you are, and make money, because he not only makes music, but he does other shit. But as far as him being like, yo, this Machine Gun Kelly rapper guy who tours with a live band and, you know, makes decent music, it's like, he seems cool enough, but like, eventually that's not going to be cool enough. Like, that's not going to be enough for us to like you. I never have been the kind of person to sit down and be like, yeah, let me blast this entire Machine Gun Kelly album. But I've got a handful of homies that 20 years ago would have been dick suckers for Eminem that are like diehard Machine Gun Kelly fans.
Yeah.
Or they were.
I guess I can kind of understand like the, I guess the connection between the two. I mean, like even MGK himself stated that he got a lot of his, he was inspired by Eminem.
Right.
But yet he wanted to start beef with Eminem?
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, and see, this is where we get into like the stupidity of it. Like, I guess where this crap started to kind of go downhill. Cause I mean, I had a few MGK songs. I had Laced Up wasn't all that bad. Like, I had a few songs off of the, but I remember Shane and me like talked about this on one of the podcasts a while back, but he was kind of like, for whatever reason, his music, even when he made serious stuff, he always either had some girl singing in the background,
right,
with him rapping. And that was kind of his thing. Kind of like serious overtone music. My life, you know, struggle.
A sample of some alternative song. And it's like, and I'm not saying, and like I was saying, I don't hate all of his catalog, but it's very easy to say that like, he peaked out. Like, his music peaked out because he didn't start doing nothing new. And when he did, it was gumball bullshit. Like, not talking about this before he got into the rock and punk stuff.
Are you talking about that the latest mixtape he pretty much started the Eminem feud with?
Yeah.
Like, the whole reason he even did that, like, that mixtape was trash.
Yeah. And then he put out an album called Hotel Diablo, and it's just like, he just leaned into being a drug addict too much.
Yeah.
And it's like, I get it.
Like, we get it, man.
Yeah. And then
that's how you got Megan Fox.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's like the, oh, we'll get on that later on. I think that whole thing is just trash. Like, nobody cares about none of y'all no more. They trying to be Angelina and Billy Bob. So
No, we'll talk about that, because some of the stuff she's been saying is just trippy.
Listen,
it's funny.
Listen to me, dog. Like, I ain't trying to look. I support women 100%, especially on and. But hey, no. Listen. I'm keeping the spice meter down. It's cool. But listen, wasn't nobody checking for Megan Fox's ass before she started dating Machine Gun Kelly? People can say whatever they want about Machine Gun Kelly, and I'm not trying to defend the guy neither, but I'm just saying, it's not like he married up or something. And it's like
Machine Gun. It's one of the most pointless celebrity couples I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, I think they both did this thinking, this will help our careers, and it's like, no.
I mean, no. And think about it, bro. Like, I'm not saying, of course Megan Fox is hot as hell, but it's like, so what? Like, when was the last time you watched a Megan Fox movie, and when did it come out?
Transformers.
You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you've been Jennifer's body. It's like, okay, dude, we were fucking.
Well, there's like a whole revival of that damn movie. I'm like, it was an eye film when it came out.
I mean, hey, I'm not trying to sound like I give that much of a damn. The only reason I watched the movie was because of Megan Fox, but that was 20 years ago. She doesn't she ain't no like, I don't know, Shania Twain or some shit. Or Britney Spears. I don't know. I'm just trying to say some chick from when we were kids that like is still popping. Or like that.
Well, Shania Twain is something that my older sister would watch if I had an older sister.
Carmen Electra.
That would be somebody who's like in 840s. Be nigga like Shania Twain was big when we were babies.
Okay. Okay, Carmen Electra is a prime example.
You're gonna be talking about the Cranberries and they say shit.
I mean, like, look, dude. Reba.
Yeah, Dolly Parton.
Hey, Dolly's still slapping.
Hey. This one's, at least we remember them.
Yeah, shoot. No shit. I forgot about Megan Fox till she started dating Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, but I mean, to that point, though, I think what it is that, like, yeah, so he did okay. He was pretty much mediocre. I think his thing was like I said, originally Crazy White Boy. And I think that's how P. Diddy wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of an interesting thing about it. It's to me, like, P. Diddy kind of got him because I think he was trying to pull a Bieber. Like, let's get a white boy and throw him in to the music, to rap.
Yeah.
Like, well, why would you? I think that was his whole gimmick. Like, I'm the crazy white boy. It's just like, dude, boy,
but listen,
people won't take you seriously if you do that.
It worked. But the thing is his evolution.
No, it didn't.
It worked enough. I'm telling you. The guy still sells tickets at his shows. It's just one of those things to me that it's like he's corny now. You can't be like that. You can't still be that way. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Because, see, I say before the Eminem crap had popped off, it was just nothing. Nothing at all for a good minute. I think the last thing I heard about him was a song that he was on with Eminem and Tech N9ne, and they were all just rapping fast. That was his whole thing. It was just, I can spit fast.
Who
like, I'm not
about?
Trying to say that he fan base.
Yeah, I know what song you're talking about.
It's called like Speed'em or something like
Speed'em,
that.
Speed'em, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I mean, it went hard. They all went hard. But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was good where he was, but it wasn't a huge spot necessarily, and he had a good fan base. But see, him doing the whole Eminem thing, in my opinion, just it amplified his career while at the same time killing it.
Yeah,
because see, it was the crap that he supposedly did to get said attention. You know, M was like, dude, I pick on people myself, but at the same time, you went after my daughter. Like, that's apparently what the whole thing was.
Yeah.
And then MGK said, well, it's because you came in and tried to stop me from talking about you on Sirius XM or something.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing to me was just kind of stupid, but you don't disrespect somebody's daughter just because you think somebody slighted you with music or something.
Yeah. They're just playing politics, really, at this point. But Machine Gun Kelly feels like, you know, obviously this happened, what, 2 or 3 years ago, but Machine Gun Kelly felt like he was at the point where he could make a statement. And to be fair, he did kind of spit bars at Eminem. He did a modern-day diss track, and he fucked Eminem up. I mean, there's a large portion of the society. Like, it was like when I knew that the simulation was broken was when I realized that Eminem really didn't body him. Like, Eminem, when he rapped back at him, it wasn't really like he should have. That was the perfect time for Eminem to just go as raw as he wanted to. He's beefing with a white guy, dude. You should murder him. You know what I'm saying? Like, not literally murder him, but
this white on white violence is getting crazy. Y'all gotta stop. Hey,
I digress. But you know, it's just funny because the motherfucker, he's not a rapper now. Like, there's nothing about Machine Gun Kelly that makes him a rapper. Like, I don't even think he does his rap songs at his live shows.
Well, not now.
No,
well,
he doesn't.
I mean, like, but trying to, I think when it comes, sorry, like, James, what do you think? I mean, you heard his verse Kill Shot Eminem's Kill Shot and Old Boys the Rap Devil. I mean, how do you feel about it? I honestly thought that, I think it was admirable for MGK to do what he did, right? Because I think everybody was saying, you don't ever come after M because M ruins your career, yada, yada, so on and so forth.
Look. I understand.
As a rap fan, Machine Gun Kelly murdered that situation.
Look, I understand. When I first heard about this, I didn't give two fucks, but I still listened to it because everybody said, hey, listen to it. So I listened to it. M did M. He did what he did. Yeah, he could have went in and just totally slaughtered the guy. But I think M caught him. I think M cut him some slack. And then in comes Machine Guns Kelly, which I didn't fucking get all the way through because I don't know. It's not that I know he wasn't really care for him. But to be fair, I should have listened to it, but I had to give it to him. That's it.
Yeah, well, because I mean, like, all right, when Rap Devil came out, because he was kind of trying to do a pun on Rap God or whatever.
Right.
Like I said, it was a pretty decent thing. But see, for most part, to me, his bars was mainly like, I used to look up to you. Now I don't. You're old, you lame, I'm the new generation.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was his whole thing.
Oh, so what he pretty much said about Corey Taylor. Gotcha.
Yeah. You kind of see the pattern there. And so when M came back at him.
He was way more graceful. His attack was way better when he went at Eminem than it was with Corey Taylor, which we'll obviously get to that, but I'm just saying. When he went at the moment when that shit was coming out and it was going on, Machine Gun Kelly kind of looked like a badass because Eminem came back with his song, which was mid, Like, I mean, he did his thing and it was like, fuck yeah, go Eminem. But in the same breath, it's like, I don't know. Machine Gun Kelly had all of our heads bopping at the same time. You know, it was the same.
Yeah. Thing. Like when Drake, head bopping.
When Drake did back to back on Meek Mill, it's like, that was a, like, you was rocking to that.
No,
like,
do not. Don't even try to say it's like, back to back Drake.
Okay, no, the quality, way. The quality of the diss, no.
Not even the quality. You tripping.
The fact that, like, I listened to that MGK diss song a bunch because it was some catchy shit. Like,
I listened to both of them back to back, and I had to say, bro, because this is at the end of the day.
We're supposed to be hating on this kid, and here we are, like, look.
It's admirable that he came at, that he came at, you know, right, for whatever reason he claims that he did it. But for one thing, his reasoning behind it, I don't trust it. I honestly think the reason why he did it was just to get popular, was just to get big.
I honestly think it was a publicity stunt to begin with. Anyways.
So right off the bat, that's lame. You know, yeah. If you're going to rap somebody. Yeah.
It's corny.
You're going to have a diss record. You got to have a real damn reason. You can't just be like, oh man, well, Eminem sucks because he had did this and it hurt my feelings. And now I'm going to get back at him. And then the whole song is about you technically bragging about him. See, what M did, he literally hit that boy with nothing but facts. That was the most painful thing about Killshot. He didn't have to sit up there and like talk about this. I mean, he could have made a whole freaking song about Halsey. He dropped the line about it, but he could have made a whole song about him just getting involved with weird white girls and getting out of relationships with him. That seems to be his thing.
Yeah, he could have went in on him and been like, hey, you got a shitty 360 deal when you first signed. Like, you got robbed from Diddy, and you even admitted to the fact that you was getting robbed from Diddy for like 5 years.
He could have been like, you're the white version of me, and I'm white. Yeah. Like, he could have just said, that would have been even worse.
Look, what it is. It wasn't as... I don't fucking know. Y'all got me on that one.
I mean, but that's keeping it a stack. That's what I mean. That's basically what he kind of is. He's like, he's like the poor man's version of him, of Eminem. Yeah. And Eminem, the whole kill shot was basically him just saying that, you know, call me old, say I'm out of touch, say that everything that I put out so far sucks. But at the end of the day,
I was a millionaire when I was your age.
Yeah. And I was in a way better position at your age. And I got through it by not being a gimmick, essentially. You know, didn't nobody put me on by saying I'll be the crazy white boy in rap. It's like, no, I was the crazy white boy in rap.
Yeah, I was the crazy white boy, and I ended up being a rapper who got famous.
It's like I was that person. It's like, it wasn't rap. They didn't throw me in rap as a gimmick. Like, these people are grouped around these folks, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like it's not a put on with them. I think that's always MGK's problem. It comes off as being inauthentic.
Right.
Like, from the beginning.
Right.
It's going to be a long time from now before MGK would even be capable of doing something that I could say that he was a legend. Eminem has been a legend for longer than I can even remember. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, there's no comparison when it comes to catalog, because, you know, you're always going to go to, oh, who won that verse versus verse. But then it's like, yeah, but son, look at fucking Eminem versus Stagger against Machine Gun Kelly. It's like, I don't care about your models and your fucking pretty pictures and movies, your half-ass movies. Eminem is the fucking goat. Eminem was in one movie. It was better than every movie you've ever been in.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, it's just to me, just across the board, we talking about just straight up facts and statistics. He killed him. And then it was like, and also just the way he rhymed, his flow switched about two or three times. I mean, come on, dude. Like, just technicality.
Yeah.
Period. He got him. I also think the beat went harder. But to me, the whole purpose of him doing that was to say that I'm a real rapper. And I'm upset at you because I feel like you're no longer a good rapper. So that was the whole premise. And then he drops whatever, the mixtape or the album. And the whole point was that M was trying to say, you're a mumble rapper. And then I think in an interview, M had said, I don't even know if the dude was a mumble rapper or not. I just thought he was because he's basically trying to use publicity to get big.
Yeah.
And then the mixtape or the album drops, and MGK's trash sounds like mumble rap. And this was after he went on Breakfast Club claiming, man, I ain't no mumble rapper. I've never been a mumble rapper. It's like, then why does it sound like mumble rap?
Mumble rap. Right.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because, I mean, usually he doesn't sound like that, but
Yeah.
New mixtape, had to try something different.
I guess
probably,
so.
He probably didn't realize it was mumble rap until it was too late.
Yeah. Until it was finished.
He's like, hey, he sounds like a bunch of mumbling compared to Eminem.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm guessing, yeah, maybe he was trying to do something different and he heard that this was kind of like the lane that hip hop was going into. So he tried his hand at it, but
yeah.
God,
and then he finally smartened up and was like, you know what? Maybe I should stop trying to follow trends and rap and I'll just go play a completely different style of music. And it literally sounds like
he should have stayed. He should have stayed his ass over there. No.
If pop punk is a tasty steak, then Machine Gun Kelly is that steak after it's been in the fridge for a week, put in the microwave.
Bro, he's like, all right, what's less than a hungry man's steak? Like, you don't know Salisbury steaks, them Breyers, O'Brien's or whatever.
A break.
We know we used to eat them all the time.
That break.
Yeah, that was good.
A break pad in jail is what this is.
Yeah, bro. I mean, like,
I mean, look, his music and his pop punk music is not. It's not bad, man.
But it's
tolerable.
He took no risk other than the fact that he became a pop punker.
But it seems like him teaming up with Travis Barker, they just made another Blink-182 album.
Yeah, no
that
shit.
That's all what it was.
Travis Barker's on a run right now with all these like artists, and he's like turning them all into pop punkers. He'll get in their videos.
He's the real one. Travis Barker is bringing Blink-182 back to 500 different bands. Yeah. Nobody cares.
And he has money.
Because it's him. It's him. He is Blink-182 at this
exactly.
point.
He has producer credits on all that music, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's getting money off of this whole new, like, style of music. Like, of just, like, hey, we're rappers and punk rockers at the same time.
Which I mean, I hate to be real, but I think if rock music is going to survive, this is how it's going to have to go, honestly.
You're 100% right, James. I'm just being a hater. But I 100% agree.
Well, hey, I just said I hate to admit that, but that's, you know, this is how rock music is going to have to survive. So, I mean, it's
because I was watching this guy who talks about just different rock genres and stuff like that. But he was,
NBA?
He basically, that guy. He said the same thing, which is, you know, this, we can say what we want to say about it, but if it's going to make a comeback. Because that's really the theme of it. Like, if we're going to start getting back into the good old days of alternative music that died in, like, 2010 or something, well, this is what it's going to take. But it's just sad because, I mean, people used to talk crap about Nickelback and Creed. Bruh. Yeah. Like, this boy, MGK to me is below that. I mean, if you want to talk about... No, homie, because I mean,
there's
some Nickelback songs that go hard. Like, there's some Nickelback songs that kind of do sound original. Same thing with Creed. They all just have that, they all got that crap. That's the only problem with them, really. But
I agree.
Well, MGK is literally that he has the most basic guitar riffs in every song. Like, there's nothing else.
And it all sounds
the
same.
Yeah. When it comes to him, the reason why I think that he's even gotten success in this is because he appealed to a certain contrarian group, and that's how he got big. It's because, okay, me and Eminem beefed, and some people think that I won, but the vast majority know that he lost. But some people claim that I won. He's gotten in on this thing where it's like it's a generational culture war bull crap, where it's like, okay, people like me, because I claim that I go against the old group and the old group is lame and the new group loves me. And I was like, bro, you're old.
He's learning the hard way right now.
Not even by the way of age. He's old because he's been in the music business for over 10 years. So it's like to sit up here and try to play this card of I'm the new school, bro, stop.
No, I mean, he's learning from the people. He's learning from the consumers of the music that what he's doing is not the right way about doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, for Jesus fucking Christ, the newest Knot Fest they just had. Okay. Slipknot can't even get out on stage and the whole entire crowd is screaming, fuck MGK, fuck MGK, fuck MGK.
It's bad.
And Corey Taylor just walked up and he's just like, I can't take you fucking maggots nowhere. Look what y'all are doing.
Yeah.
And then there's another show. MGK was doing, they just flipped them off, booed him literally off the stage. Like, he didn't get to perform that much. They booed him off the stage.
Let's back up a little bit and let's just talk for a second about the fact of kind of what happened. Okay, at Riot Fest in Chicago, at Riot Fest in Chicago, Machine Gun Kelly came out on stage at the same exact time that Slipknot came out on stage. This was before the story you were just telling, James. I'm just for the listeners in case they have no idea what we're talking about and they actually had
around
30 minutes. But, and they both come out on stage at different parts of the festival. Mind y'all, Steven was there, by the way, and his girlfriend.
Steven started saying MGK.
Well, he was at the Slipknot show and his girlfriend
was at
the Machine Gun Kelly show. And he didn't know about any of this until like the next day. But I digress. It's just a side interesting point. Shout out to Steven. But so during Riot Fest is when Machine Gun Kelly was like, you know what I'm glad I'm not doing? Like, and he sounded fucked up, by the way. I don't know if y'all have watched that actual clip of
him. Yeah, he's talking about I'm glad I ain't old with some mask on my face.
I'm glad I'm not 50 years old playing music with a old dude with a mask on my face. Like, it was like a dumbass trying to insult like somebody for wearing skinny jeans or something. You know, like,
it's the dumbest thing.
At a gas station. It's like, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, dude. Like, And then he goes, so anyway, what's y'all's favorite candy? Reese's? Like, he's just trying to be ironic.
He's trying to be, so ironic. Yes, yeah. God, I hated about the scene so much. I hated that crap. We're just being weird and quirky.
Yeah.
Stop.
But that's the thing. That's the thing, though. It's like, dog, you're grown. Like, you're a grown man. Like, you're acting like that. You're going to talk shit about those dudes. And then you're a big ass kid, too. Or a big ass, like, fucking 30 year old.
He just seems like he just wants to be that weird dad, like that weird like dad bod person, you know what I'm talking about? uncle or something. Like, it's just, that's weird. No.
That's the thing. He don't act like he's from the fucking streets either. Like, you want to act all fucking hood. Like, he acts the way that people used to.
Oh, that's gone, bro. Yeah. That's gone. Ever since he got out of hip hop, that's finished. He pulled a Miley Cyrus, bro.
Yeah.
He pulled a straight up Miley Cyrus. I mean, people talk about like cultural appropriation. I mean, I don't know. I feel like he originally started out, you know, kind of actually giving a crap about rap. And then he got mad because everybody like said, hey, you're not cool. And he just went on, well, I'm going to go to rock and roll now. It's like, well, were you really about the stuff that you claimed you were about in the first place?
Yeah. Oh, but the thing is like, they said the same thing about Post Malone and he's still going hard, doing.
Yeah, see, Post Malone's different. I give Post Malone his credit because I think he's just a dude that just likes two different types of music. Like, I don't think he used hip hop as a means to get popular and then switched over to rap, you know, because he sucks at, switched over to rap because he sucks at hip hop.
Hold on, don't get carried away, because when we first saw this young man, he was a chubby dude with braids in his hair and a
Rolls Royce.
Listen, and his thing was called White Iverson. I am the white Allen Iverson. That's how he got famous. Don't forget about that, though. Because
I remember.
Because now, mind you, was it that long ago? No. I like Post Malone, too. Like, I'm just.
I like Post Malone.
I'm playing devil's advocate because it's just one of those things. Like, Post Malone did this, and then he was like, this dude had grills and shit in his mouth. But mind you, I'm being judgmental because I don't mind that. I don't have any problem as a white guy that, you know, that doesn't think that is, or that sees, you know, it is culturally appropriate.
He's talking like somebody has a gun to his head right now, boy. He was like,
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with White Iverson or Post Malone. I'm just saying like he did turn into, 75% of his fan base is probably teenage white girls. And that's the same thing with Machine Gun Kelly.
Straight up. That's what I mean. It's like, bro, he's big because of the fact that I think he kind of mixed the rock. Me and James talked about this, but like rock vocals and with like rap hip hop beats.
Yeah.
You know, and I think he has a few songs I really even like, but he did some stuff with 21 Savage. He knows how to like get in and network with certain people.
Yeah. And all the people, have nothing but good things to say about him because they say he's a cool ass dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
I was about to say, it's just the authenticity.
See, the reason why I like Post Malone so much is he still carries around his metal roots, and he's not scared to show his metal roots. Like, no. If you watch, he can watch videos of him shredding the guitar, and he's like, yeah, you know, metal's been a big influence on my life, and I just want to see how I can incorporate it into what I'm doing now or something like that.
And ironically, Machine Gun Kelly did the same thing with pop punk music. Because but
the difference is that Post Malone didn't go full metal.
Right.
That's fair. But it's also I think that also what it is when Machine Gun Kelly has the option to go hang out in the hood, he actually chooses to go to things like the Met Gala. Post Malone will be like, we're going to just stay here and trip mushrooms with fucking, you know, I say trip mushrooms. I don't know that he does it all the time, but it's just like, we're going to stay here and fuck off with these guys from, you know, the music shit. I don't know. Machine Gun Kelly just seems like a fucking poser. He would rather be hanging out with rich snobs and doing coke, when Post Malone would probably be rather hanging out in a trailer somewhere with a bunch of fucking.
I mean, all right.
Cause he doesn't care.
I mean, like, because I mean, let's think about like how he got into position to be in the rock music in the first place. We've seen him in, I haven't seen him in shit, but I just know that, like, YouTube videos and crap like that, but he started in these movies and these TV shows on HBO about being, I think some TV show called Groupies or something, when it was about people in bands.
I never
That was kind
it,
of like his first stint. Yeah, some of the Groupies or whatever, but like, that was kind of his first tip. You know, dipping his toe into the water to let everybody know, oh, I'm interested in rock music now. Never really mentioned it before, but it's a big part of me. Okay, whatever. And then he starts getting all these bit parts and doing this and that. And then what was the movie with Netflix film with him playing like, Motley Crue or something?
Yeah, the Dirt.
The Dirt, yeah.
Yeah, The Dirt. Didn't watch it. Anyway.
It was a cool movie.
Like his whole thing is that I think through all these connections, kind of like Post Malone, but different, he's been slowly pushing the idea out to the public and to, you know, music people, period, that I want to do a rock. You know, I want to play in rock now. Like, you keep seeing me with a guitar, man. I understand I used to be rap, but now I'm rock. Everybody, see it? I'm in rock now. Get it? Matches up with Travis Barker. Next thing you know, I'm in a band now, guys. And I mean, also, he's playing music with Youngblood and a few of the other, like, you know, upstart new alternative people. And he just kind of kept networking with people.
Right.
And so to see him have a rock band now really isn't all that surprising. I mean, he's been putting it out there for a good minute now.
Yeah.
You see, it's just him making connections and him probably having some money and a little bit of pull to say, all right, I want to switch up.
Right.
I mean, Post Malone also did things with one of the most influential metal bands right now in the scene anyway, and that was Bring Me the Horizon.
Yeah.
I mean, Bring Me the Horizon went from...
They got their hands in everything, though, but, like, they cool. Like, they're cool.
But Bring Me the Horizon went from being a straight deathcore band to, like, we don't give a fuck what we write as long as it's popping, you know?
And it sounds good.
I don't know what it is, but I'm going back and listening to old Bring Me Horizon all the way up to new stuff, and I'm just like, I can't hate it. I like it. I don't know why.
Did Post Malone really do something?
You can actually.
Yeah.
When?
Yeah. It was on their rap album or their experimental
rap album.
Their experimental album. Let me see.
When did this come out?
I'm looking it up.
That's crazy.
Because they had a few, it was the one that had like the song Parasite Eve on it or something, but I think that was like their latest album.
It was on Almo.
Almo?
Maybe it wasn't on Almo.
Yeah, but like they've found a way to bridge the gap and make it actually sound pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Or organic, I guess would be the word.
I know they did something together, I just don't know what song it is. Or maybe he was in the video, or that's what I'm thinking about.
Either way, if he was fucking with him at all, like even if he was listening to him and put it on his Instagram story, it'd still be hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's showing, I mean, it's showing love to, because I mean, you know, people used to always say, like, there's a lot of artists that like listen to these other types of music. It's like, why don't they ever show them any love? Like, you know how big of a deal it would be if like a band got like shouted out like the Devil Wears, or somebody, a fucking, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Just say if, you know, who's popping? Who's popping right now?
I don't know, man.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah, Lil Uzi Vert and Lil Baby.
And Drake.
I don't know.
If Drake got on there and was like, hey, fucking Killswitch Engage is like the best band in the world, people would fucking, you realize how that would change the people in Killswitch Engage's paychecks? Like, people would just immediately go listen to that band and be like,
I don't know. No, I mean, because you know Drake, ever since he said, I like girls, I'm a lesbian, people been coming out with them light skin memes. It's been a hard week for me. Light skin? I'm like, bro, leave me alone. I'm not that light skin. Back off. I mean, it's like it's with him. It's a double sword with Joe, with Drake, bro. But you know, we can go. We gonna try to keep it on MGK for right now.
Yeah,
that is a whole other thing. Freaking,
yeah, Yonder, I know nothing of that.
Versus damn,
leave it up to me.
Boy, that's,
to bring Drake into it. Yeah, hey, we need to get together and do a podcast.
Of course,
that. We need to do a podcast about that because I can't wait. But listen, there Anyway, listen, after Riot Fest, it went viral that Machine Gun Kelly was shit-talking Slipknot that night and at Riot Fest. And so then he got online and was like, it's funny how I'm the bad guy when some douchebag. It's funny how he was on Twitter talking about, it's funny how I'm the bad guy because I defended myself or whatever. And then he's like, Corey Taylor did a song for my album and I took it off because it sucked. Like, he was just talking shit, being like, trying to say. And then Corey Taylor showed.
I love Corey Taylor's response to this.
Here, I'll read the actual thing. Hang on one second.
He just showed the receipts.
He said, here's some receipts. He said that he didn't feel like he was a, he said he didn't feel like he was the one person that should be on that song because his voice, he felt like he didn't have what it takes to make that song what MGK wanted. So he declined it.
Yeah.
And MGK got mad.
And you see the pattern. That boy is sensitive. He's sensitive. Like, it seems like every time he gets into it with somebody from like a legend, from Eminem to freaking Slipknot, it always comes down to him either wanting to work with the person or him misconstruing something or him taking something out of context and then blowing it up.
Listen.
Like Corey Taylor. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Corey did a verse for a song on Tickets to My Downfall on my Downfall album. It was fucking terrible, so I didn't use it. He got mad about it and talked shit to a magazine about the same album he was almost on. Y'all stories are off. Just admit it. He's bitter. And then
I ain't gonna let nobody punk me. I heard him say that. Like, I ain't gonna let nobody hold me, bro.
All right. And then the rebuttal. The rebuttal from Corey Taylor was, both of these are exchanges on Twitter. And he said, I don't like people airing out private shit like a child. So this is all I'll say. I didn't do the track because I don't like when people try to write for me. I said no to them. So without further ado, receipts. This is all I'm going to say about it. And here we go. I'll read the Twitter pic. The Twitter pic.
No, don't do that.
He's like, don't ever do that again. Okay. So Corey said that in which of what I just said. And then he's got these photos.
Yeah, it's receipts where they wanted him to do it.
Yeah, and he replied. I guess it was a rebuttal to him or to Travis. He was talking to Travis Barker. But I was going to pull it up, but my computer won't pull it up. So I was trying to stall there, but it just wasn't working in my favor.
Yeah, but I mean, just the summary of it, because it was some, this dude who talks about hip hop all the time, he brought it up and he's like, I don't even know why the hell I'm talking about this. MGK's not even involved in hip hop anymore, but oh well. But he brings it up and he says that, you know, Travis was cool with it. Like, you can read the messages. He seemed like he was pretty upbeat about everything. And Corey Taylor's pretty much just like, basically, like, this isn't, I feel like this is not the song for me.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what I was getting off of it. Like, my voice or my vocals won't really fit with this pop punk type stuff, which makes sense. I mean, I understand that. It's Slipknot has been complex, to say the least. I mean, they throw in all types of instruments when they do the type of stuff that they do.
Well, it's not like that. He also has Stone Sour, which is that alternative hard rock sound. And then when he's done stuff with Tech N9ne, he's either done that fast little rap scream, or he's just done that, like, that alternative hard rock vocals.
Yeah. Like, he has a damn good voice, but it's like, to me, in my opinion, I kind of feel like he's trying to let him know, like, hey, man, listen, this ain't my type of music. Like, I don't thank you for trying to put me on here, but this ain't for me, because, I mean, it's bubblegum pop rock.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, you guys remember hearing that term, album, bubblegum pop? That's what it is.
If you listen to that album and then you sit there and you try to think, Corey Taylor on any of these songs? I don't know.
Right. Yeah, right.
I'm not sure that that's what I would want. His reply. Yeah,
it don't fit.
They said, yo, Corey, we love it. Peep these notes from Kells. It's super fucking close. Okay, so he had recorded a scratch version, more or less, and then this is what they replied with. He says, yo, Trav, got super inspired again after listening to Corey's vocals on Can't Look Back and added some guitars over his part, so it kicks you. One, can you tell him he effing killed it, and I'm stoked and honored he is even on it. What the F? Two, I've been watching the news lately about the war and the state of everything, and it made me look at the song a different way. Like, soldiers need a song to stay alive to. A song to fight to keep them.
I want Five Finger Death Punch to be on the next song.
It's like, it's like, I added a bridge that makes the last chorus pretty powerful. I think you and him will dig it. Three, I sent Corey an idea for the second half of his verse, and he can obviously say, F it, but it would be sick to see if it inspired him for anything. And then this is what Corey replied. Hey, man, sorry I missed your call last night. By the way, I'm on dad hours. Haha. So I listened to the ideas, and to be honest, I don't think I'm the right guy for the track. Nothing personal. I just think if this is what MGK is looking for, someone else is the guy to do it. It's all good, though, and I'm stoked for him. I hope you guys find the right fit for it. Hope you understand and I wish you guys the best with it. If I can help in any way, just let me know. All the best, CT. So his reply was pretty cordial. Like, hey, you know, I'm not really that into it, to be honest. At this point, this has become more of a burden than I'm willing to put forward. And so forth and so on.
I have a kid.
Yeah. and I guess he expresses that he's
And I think MGK has a kid too, but it's like, we don't hear about that kid anymore. We heard a lot about that kid, you know, during the whole him versus Eminem thing, but I don't even think that kid exists anymore.
Yeah, she does. She says,
it's just me and Megan all the time.
And she probably doesn't want his daughter taking all his stray bullets.
I mean, they're like, how's it good?
People are obviously talking shit about him, and the internet is pretty ruthless, so.
Because I mean, Corey did have a video. There was a video where he had said something kind of along the lines of, yeah, I just don't have time to like deal with people who switch up genres when things go hard, when things get hard, or something like that.
Yeah.
Eventually kind of nicking at MGK. I'm thinking about myself.
Talking about MGK in that interview.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I'm like, this is the truth. Like, why are you getting so big mad about people telling the truth?
Yeah.
Why are you sensitive? He didn't want to be on the song. That's it. Travis, I feel sorry for Travis, bro.
Travis, the one who's calling. Like, he was just like,
fuck. Yeah, man. Yeah. It's like he hadn't said nothing. He's like, oh, nah, this has nothing to do with me.
He seems like the over. The over happy damn like uncle who just wants everything to work out. Hey man, yeah, I'm just helping. To me, it sounds like he's writing everything for MGK too.
Yeah,
he's I laid that down, and MGK sat over there in the corner and got mad at you.
Undoubtedly, he's probably closer to Travis. Oh, excuse me, he's probably closer to Machine Gun Kelly. But you know, obviously, he's known Corey Taylor for a much longer time.
Yeah.
Like they have been making, growing up in the same like music arena for like the past 30 years together. Well, so
not only that, he also knows that the fan base is.
Yeah.
Really, what you really got to watch out for.
Like, when it all boils down to it, you're literally looking at the age range of people from like 16 years old to like people probably in like their 50s and possibly 60s. And these are all more than likely, at least 80% of them are grown ass motherfucking like people. You know, people who listen to Slipknot. You know what I'm saying? And then think about what the class of people who are the 75 majority percent that Machine Gun Kelly has that are his supporters that pay for tickets to come to his shows. Do you think that those people are in any fucking near the type of aggressive people as, especially now, because anybody who fucked with him and Slipknot probably like, wow, Machine Gun Kelly is such a fucking chode that like I am way more of a Slipknot fan than
it's,
I am.
It's going, I think for the Slipknot fans, it's going to range because of the age.
Yeah.
It's like some of them will be mature about it and just be like, dude, this dude's a fucking joke. Others are probably like, I'm getting my gun ready. if I see him, I'm shooting him. Like, that's just, some of them will probably be like that.
Well, I mean, they already done boot him off the stage, throwing bottles, throwing branches at him.
Yeah.
God, branches? What?
Yeah, dude. It was a couple nights ago. It was a couple nights ago. There was a video of this guy
with
a branch and he just went after him on stage, throwing it at him.
How? Where did you get a branch from?
Because it was outside.
Deuce is just out there taking trees
now. I was like, look, he doesn't deserve that. Okay, bottles I get. He doesn't deserve that, though.
Yeah, like, because see, there was even a video he had shot, I think, after the uproar he had gotten. He had said, yo, what the F is wrong with everybody? I don't get it. I mean, he sounded for real kind of upset about it. He's like, what's wrong with y'all, bro? Like, I don't understand. I'm just trying to make music and be cool. And then he threw up, like, I don't know, a gang sign or something. I'm like, boy, stop it. You ain't in no fucking...
What it is, you attacked Slipknot. And by attacking Slipknot, you're attacking the maggots. You're attacking the fan base.
I mean, he's attacked, but see, this is kind of what I was hitting on early on. You're attacking, it's turned into another stupid culture war thing, where it's like a generational issue or something. And I think he kind of made it into that when he attacked him. You see what I'm saying? Like, I think the majority of his fan base are people who, A, don't like music because it's older, and B, you know, they, or like Shane, I said, a lot of white girls, like, I know that for sure. Like, when I was working at Ruby Tuesdays, the people I worked with, they were like, man, he's great. I said, come on now, girl. Come on now. You overdoing it. You just like him because you think he's hot, probably. That's what it is. But I think that's his fan base. His fan base is kids who are on Twitter all damn time, or adults.
His fan base is what Justin Bieber's fan base used to be.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's all what it is. And I mean,
it's people that like new music for the sake of just liking new music. That's what it is. People who feel like, oh, well, I'm a part of something because this is the new wave and MGK said this is the new wave. So I want to be a part of the new wave. And yeah, F everybody that doesn't like
him. I think you're giving him too much credit. Justin Bieber had a fucking massive fan base.
But that's pop music, though.
Machine Gun Kelly is far more like a,
wanna be cool slacker alternative group. It's vanilla, like the hipsters of the new alternative movement or something.
Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah.
Except less respect.
I'm not the first person to make the comparison, but like he really is Vanilla Ice. People like him, they're like, oh, he's kinda edgy, like he's a badass, but he's not really like that at all. It's like it's all a facade.
Yeah, that's what he had tripped me up when he said, I ain't gonna let nobody hold me. I'm like, hold me? Like, stop, boy. Stop. You're in rock now. You can drop the accent. You can stop. Stop doing it.
You can
quit. No, you were fake.
No, you just need to go ahead and move to the country music. It'll be fine.
No, bro, he can't do it over there either, man. Hell. Because, I mean, if he goes over there, he'll probably be worse off, if anything. But, I mean, in my opinion, I just feel like it's. So I mean, even after the whole Slipknot thing, I heard about him getting into it with McGregor.
It was before, actually. I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah, that was before.
It was before, yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was my little moment there because Conor McGregor has been on a roll of like making himself look like a huge dickhead here lately. So when that happened, it was like, hey, he is definitely an idiot because he's trying to start a fight on a red carpet, and we don't know why. We still don't know why. And it's like, but at least it was Machine Gun Kelly. You know what I'm
saying? Apparently people had said that he knows, that he knew Megan Fox. I guess like MGK got sensitive or something. He's like, can I talk to you?
It's possible. He probably asked for a picture from Megan Fox with Megan Fox because he literally walks around America and goes up to people that he that are famous because he's always around famous people and he's like, let's take a picture. You know, like he's that's his thing.
And GK's probably like, no, man, no, my girl. I'm sensitive. I'm insecure about everything. So you can't talk to her because I'm probably sure you'll take her.
That is that's exactly what happened. I mean, Connor was there with his wife. So it's one of the, it's like all he's doing is just being a nerd and a fan and asking people for pictures because he's like, oh shit, Megan Fox, you know, he remembers 15, 20 years ago when she was something.
When she was something?
When you said something was like, yeah, you know, them two movies she was in and that other thing? Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that was it.
See, no, you know, and the thing is, I ain't even going to try to like get at her career or nothing because she had a good run. Like, but it's kind of weird how I was seeing a bunch of videos just pop up talking about how, Michael Bay did her wrong and which I think he kind of did, but, all this stuff about how she used her sexuality as a means to make the way for women to use their sexuality. I'm like, what? No.
It's like they're trying to give her more credit than what it's like. What are you talking about? She showed a little skin on fucking Transformers. Like,
I hate that so much. And then, They really try to make it seem as though she just had it down bad. Like people were talking to her during the interviews and some of the interviews being assholes, you know, they were being overly sexual towards her and stuff. And they said, well, she's way more smarter than she comes off as. I said, yeah, that's possible. I mean, I don't doubt that. And then she gets with MGK and she starts talking about, I call him daddy. I'm like, so what happened to all that? I'm a intelligent.
I call him daddy.
Yeah. She was just saying weird stuff, apparently, just being off the cuff. And he came up to me and said something like, I like eggs. And that got me. I was like, all right, y'all tripping.
She was being the girl version of what he's pretending to be. It's just a dumb, ditzy, like, teenager. Like, it's like, she's 40. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? You're 40 and you're filthy rich. You can't act like that. Like, what are you talking about?
She said in an interview that when she first met MGK, they couldn't see each other. Like, physically see each other.
Why? What do you mean?
Like, they were so fucking passed out, like, beyond the point of being fucked up.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's the basis of that relationship.
Yeah. And MGK stated that his perfect day is doing shrooms with Megan Fox.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, to me, that's PR. I'm sorry. I think just about any damn celebrity relationship these days is PR, but I don't know. Maybe he saw like Cardi B and Offset get together. He said, this will work for me in the rock world because people who listen to alternative music probably like Megan Fox and they like me now. So why not?
Me now.
we'll just act like we're really, really sexual to each other on every single, you know, red carpet that we get on. It's just like, bro, nobody cares.
Or go to, you know, she's been going to a show lately and making out with him on stage.
Yeah. Like, nobody cares. It is sad. Like, that is crazy.
First of all, why? Like, what's the point of that? You're just pissing in the fucking wind on your fans on that one. I mean, some might be happy. Some might be like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, what they think? They think people going to just drop trial and start masturbating in the damn stands. I always wanted to see, I guess, for the girls seeing MGK make out with somebody. It's like he's making out with me and for the dudes, vice versa. Like, what is this? Like, stop. That's what I'm saying. To me, they're coming across as like a worse version of Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton.
Hey,
that's what they're trying to heal.
No, you're thinking of Tommy Lee, not Tommy, whoever the drummer of Motley Crue was.
Tommy Lee Jones and Pamela Anderson.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, that's like Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, I think Tommy Lee Jones is in Motley Crue. Holy fuck! Damn.
Shit, Tommy Lee. It's the Tommy Lee. Tommy there,
Yeah, him and Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, but they're kind of trying to harken back to those old days of like really, really wild, crazy rock star couples, and nobody cares about that no more.
Well,
like that died out in the 2000s.
I'll tell you what,
that's not even popular.
This sparked a conversation, or this sparked a thought in my head. If those two made a sex tape and sold it, They would probably make more money off of that than they would any of their other stuff. Like, they probably would make so much money off of that.
Just to see her naked, but I'm guessing, I mean, we've seen her naked in other things, I think.
Every curious teenage girl out there is also going to be very interested in seeing Machine Gun Kelly ass naked.
Yeah, but not to the extent that some dudes are with Megan Fox.
Yeah,
there's a whole bunch of homies who will lie. They'll be like, man, I wouldn't watch that. Yeah, I'll watch.
I'd watch it.
I would never.
Oh, okay. All right. It's like your wife just walks. Huh?
I would never pay for that.
No.
I assure you.
I ain't even saying I would like look at it and get anything off of it. I'll just be like, huh.
Before we get too far from it, I do want to mention it is pretty disappointing that like when Conor McGregor swung on Machine Gun Kelly, like they have like lots of photos of the situation. It's like Machine Gun Kelly, I'm just going to assume that he was like burnt out on some dope because he was acting like this all night. But he looked so unfazed by Conor McGregor throwing that punch. Like Conor is so incredibly angry when he's throwing this punch. And he throws his drink at them. And Machine Gun Kelly just stands there with a blank stare like, what the fuck are you doing?
He probably didn't know what was going on, though, dude. He probably just got finished doing his favorite thing in the world, was like shrooming with Megan.
Yeah, he probably was shrooms walking down.
He's probably like, why is this leprechaun? Get swung on. Why is this little leprechaun trying to hit me, man? Like,
Machine Gun Kelly's been at a lot of the UFC fights lately, and there's a whole huge potential that this was all just a planned publicity stunt because they knew they were
going to
be there, and they're
he'll definitely be having some. If the crap with Slipknot falls through, he's probably going to end up fighting like Jake Paul or something. I don't doubt it.
Oh my god, that would be crazy. I wasn't going to say that Machine Gun Kelly would be fighting, but it's entertainment. All of it is entertainment business. The only thing is the UFC actually people beat the shit out of each other. It's like they add entertainment to the outside of that around that. You know,
this would be scripted. We already know it'd be scripted.
Yeah.
And this is Conor McGregor we're talking about here.
Anything with Jake Paul or the Paul brothers is scripted, bro. Everything's scripted.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
You guys are smoking rocks. I'm talking about the UFC. I'm not talking about them.
No. Rocks. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, no. We know that, but we're just talking about, you know, if he had a fight Jake Paul, it'd be scripted.
Oh, it's yeah. Scripted. I don't give any merit to Jake Paul. He's got to fight an actual, like, boxer before I believe that he's actually kicking everybody's ass like that. He's cheating somehow. Fuck him.
He ain't cheating. The other person's just like, yo, bro, we'll give you more money to make this, to make him look like he's the next big thing. All right, cool. Like, see, that's it.
What's crazy to me, though, is like, not to get too deep off into this, but Jake Paul fought this guy named Tyron Woodley. That was the last fight that he fought, was against Tyron Woodley. He was a UFC fighter prior to going over to fight Jake Paul. But he lost 4 fights in a row before he went to fight Jake Paul. That's why he got kicked out of that's why he got removed from the roster on the UFC, was because he kept losing his fights. Now, I thought that this guy was going to beat Jake Paul, but he lost to Jake Paul. And he was fucking Jake Paul up in that fight. But then somehow Jake Paul became the better fighter. Now, Tyron Woodley, several times in that fight, let up on Jake Paul.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Mayweather and the other Paul, bro.
Logan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, I saw some clips the other day of like Mike Tyson fighting against dudes who were like, damn, they're 7 inches taller than he was. He just laid them out like every single time. And I'm saying to myself, I understand that Mayweather is not that type of fighter, but he's technical. He knows how to knock somebody out. So the whole time I saw bits and pieces of that fight, I said, yo, this is just people trying to help these people out. That's all there is to it. Yeah, so it's scripted. It would all be scripted. If MGK got in the ring, I'd be like, yo, it's finished. Y'all need to pack it up for fight. It's just entertainment.
Also, something about MGK, though, is like you don't ever see him doing nothing with like training to fight or nothing like that. Like, He's a skinny dude. Yeah.
He's just tall. I think that's his whole thing. He's just tall and skinny.
He's a tall, lanky fuck on drugs. Yeah. Like, that's another He has been on drugs like the entirety of his career, and like periodically, he makes it clear that he is worth.
But he made an album about being sober, and he had like Paramore, the girl Haley, get on the song. Well, I think he tried to get her to get on the song, so he got some other girl who sings alternative to.
Which album?
All of them.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like,
it's the same thing.
You talking about the one that nobody fucking listened to?
No. Like, like Laced Up and Laced Up with Time Shoes Part 2 or something. Like, all of his earlier crap is all about him fighting, you know, trying to get sober and all this other kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then he got all the fans in the world and became, like, the coolest dude in the world to teenagers and was like, hey, guess what? I love fucking Coke. It's great. I'm not your fucking role model.
I'm back on it again, guys. This is what it is. This is what it takes.
Yeah. This is what it takes.
Yeah. Megan Fox got me on some ayahuasca, and we just started doing some stuff, and that was it.
Yeah, Amber Rose slapped that shit down on him for a weekend, and he's like, I'm going to start smoking crack now.
All right. I think we have done bashed on him.
I mean, because, all right, like, not the thing is that we ain't said nothing that ain't true. It's like, I don't want to hate on the dude. You know, I mean, he has some pretty good music. It's just the thing that disappoints me about him the most is how much of a fool he's acting.
Yeah.
Like he just, everything with him is just publicity. It's the publicity stunts. It's, you know, doing this, doing that. It's like, bro, if you just made music and chill, I wouldn't care.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be his own demise, basically, what's going to happen to him.
Yeah, I mean, he's just, and not to mention, we live in such a polarizing time. Like, people are going to be trying to one up each other and how they can fuck with Machine Gun Kelly because they're, you know, Slipknot fans or fans of Eminem or whatever it may be. Like, imagine the guy who was fans of Eminem and Slipknot. Like, that's his favorite rapper and his favorite band. He probably literally wants to hunt Machine Gun Kelly down. You know, he doesn't have much else going for him. He's going to go find those bands.
He has to make it past all the crazy female fans that MGK has. I mean, he's still – that's what I'm saying.
That's the force to be reckoned with right there.
Yeah, they'll get him canceled before he even gets it. He ain't shooting nobody. He ain't doing nothing to nobody. So, I mean, yeah, but that's kind of the point out, like I started earlier. It's just – it's another culture war thing. That's what his whole career is kind of riding on. The fact that, like, I'm the young upstart. It's like, bro, you've been in the game for a long time now. You can't use that. And see, the crazy thing about it is that, to me, he's used people who are way better than him. Travis Barker. I kind of like a few songs by Youngblood and a few other, like, alternative musicians. He's using all of them.
I'm not going to lie. Youngblood has some decent songs out
there. Yeah. Like, he's using all of them in order to, like, make himself big. And in my opinion, that's kind of sucky because it's like, bro, you know, you wouldn't be able to even get to this position. To me, I mean, he's damn near an industry plant, like on the slick. Like, I don't know if that works in alternative music or nothing like that, but that's what it comes off as. It just seems like he had money to throw and people were like, all right, we're going to make you the next big person to make alternative music relevant again. Go ahead.
I mean, statistics tell them everything. People have the people who work for these artists, they have their eye on a much broader landscape than we do. And they were like, hey, you are loved the most by little teenagers that are easy to influence. So, and they like this kind of music. They like your poppy shit. So guess what? It's totally fine with us to sign off on you doing an album like this because like that's literally the audience that is watching you and caring about your music.
And I mean, like,
you're like one of the only rappers in their catalog and the other one is Lil Dicky.
The whole thing, but he's actually decent.
Yeah. I must say Lil Dicky's actually pretty good. I don't know what you're talking about.
Lil Dicky's a good rapper, but he's a cornball.
Yeah.
He's corny.
But he knows what he is, though. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. He doesn't go around trying to be like, man, I'm hard. Ain't nobody going to hold me. He's like, I'm a nerd.
He is 100.
He states it.
He lives who he is. And he wears that like a jersey that he also wears all the time. But I mean, I think he's corny as hell, but he is one of the like best white rappers I've ever heard. Yeah. Like that's like popping, you know what I'm saying? Obviously there's good white rappers, I guess.
NF is better than all. I'd say NF is probably like one of the better ones, but yeah, I mean, I think that's his whole career. It's going to be what it is with that.
Yeah. I mean, good luck Machine Gun Kelly, but I don't know clearly this run didn't last or isn't lasting as long as you thought it would. Now you're going to have to reinvent yourself again, but I don't think you're going to be able to make another drastic change without.
Well, because I mean, well, think about it. Like even the concept of Tickets to My Downfall or whatever, that was the most TikTok, young millennial, because like it's supposed to, I guess, kind of appeal to people within our age range and people that are younger. So like homies that are like late 20s, 30s, all the way down to, you know, freaking teeny boppers in their damn 12 to 13 or something. Like he had a music video for every song. He had a concept, I think, where it's just like, I don't even know what the thing was. It was some dude who liked some girl.
It was postmodern emoism.
Yeah. Yeah.
There like, you go. You know what I'm saying? Like it's,
it was emo, but it was kind of making fun of emo, but then at the same time, kind of not making fun of emo. And I was like, bro, what? Stop. It's like, either you like it or you don't.
It's less, no. It's less, like eyeliner and, like red tie emo and more like cardigans and
we kind of like K-pop too on the sleek.
Yeah, and books.
Oh, whoa, what? You're making fun of K-pop?
No, bro. I mean, like that's the theme of it. It's people who like love a little bit of everything, but they actually don't love any of it. It's just trend music. They just kind of I love this because it's the big thing. So yeah, to me, it's like it says nothing. But I think that's kind of the purpose of it anyway, though, right?
Yeah, the most I ever heard Machine Gun Kelly on the radio was on college radio, and they play his, you know, one of his popular songs from his latest album, or the songs that he does with girls. You know, like, you know, one of those songs in the past 4 years that he's put out that's like, you know.
The girl, I've been down, and she's just crying song.
Like, dude, it makes me sick to my stomach when I hear, I swear to God, I never fall in love. Like, that was, like, his popular song.
Oh,
like,
I'm so old. So, and that's, I remember when he first started getting into this crap, like, he was covering Linkin Park, and people were like, this is so good. I said, no, it's not. he doesn't have a voice for it. Like, I'm not even trying to be mean about it or nothing like that, but, like, you know, we've listened to dudes who can actually sing. Like they got good vocals.
It was cool.
With him, anybody can do what he's doing. I mean, anybody for real. It's like my speaking voice right now is how he sings.
Yeah.
That's how he sings. Yeah, I'm just so tired of stuff, man. I'm like, bro. But like, I like the song with Halsey, and that's simply because Halsey was killing it. And I don't even listen to Halsey like that, but like her vocals on that song went hard. I'll give her that. So I ain't saying that like everything he put out sucked. It's just that it's him. It just doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Y'all got me. I haven't listened to much of his stuff. I just know about the feuds.
Yeah.
The one, listen to the one with Halsey on it and listen to her. That's the only one I kind of liked.
Look, man.
That's because her vocals popped. That was it.
Well, man, like I said it before, if it's not anything metal, I probably don't listen to it anymore.
Hey, stick, as long as you have something you love, James.
That's true.
I mean, hey, Alex, have you listened to the new Ice Nine Kills album yet?
Not yet.
Bro, check that shit out. Like,
I saw you post something about it the other day.
It is good. It is very good. It is very good.
I started listening to some stuff with Spirit Box, and I was like, I ain't ready right now.
Bro, but I was in there, though. I've listened to that whole entire album. It is. It's good.
In my opinion, it's the women that are killing the game in metal right now, bro. Courtney is... Golly, hoo-wee. Jesus.
She must be good looking or something.
No, well, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
But why did you take it to that point? Oh, you're like, man, she must be a bad
Do you not remember us seeing a wrestle a bear once in Jackson?
Yeah, but this was like
that's a her. Ago. That's okay. Her. But I mean, it's the only thing she did is just dyed her hair blue and.
Yeah, but I mean, I was like, music wise, like Spirit Box is. It's kind of like Deftones mixed with like their own original crap mixed with a whole bunch of other stuff. Like they are.
What I like about Spirit Box is they have that sound where they could be in a stadium just from their rock music. And then when she comes in with the guitars, when they get heavy and she starts screaming, that all that studio sound, like they could be put into a stadium sound. They could be put in the stadium and people would just start killing each other. That's how good it is.
I say that about, she must look pretty good because I kind of think their music blows.
Oh, you tripping? We gonna fight? No,
everybody's entitled to their opinion.
To me, it just seems like I don't know. It just seems like it could be better. Like,
I mean, yeah, I guess
I'm just joking. I haven't listened to it. I just wanted to see. I wanted to see what y'all's reaction.
I was like, because I was trying hard to figure it out. I was like, man,
I've been meaning to check it out. I honestly forget about it, but James has mentioned it a couple of times over the past couple of months, and me and him have talked about it on one of my show or his show, or y'all's show rather. And I just haven't checked it out yet. I need to though, because I mean, I've got other friends online. Same thing with Ice Nine Kills that share stuff about Spirit Box, Ice Nine Kills. I'm like, damn, I just need to listen to these people because James has been telling me about it, and apparently other people are into that shit too. So,
well, I mean, if you like horror movies or horror related stuff, Ice Nine Kills is the way to go because they write about
horror related items. Yeah. It's concept like, albums with them all the way, but it's like
that's tight. That's tight to me.
But because, they do it well,
because their first album, the Silver Screen, is about the classic slasher films. And this one has more of like a darker, like it has they write about Chucky, they write about Resident Evil, they write about Pet Cemetery, they write about the Evil Dead, Hellraiser, Candyman.
Damn,
dude, that's the last song on that album. Man. Spencer just kills it. Oh man,
I gotta get that one. Listen there.
And they one of the songs they wrote about is about Hostel, and that one surprised me because nobody really likes that movie.
Dude,
Hostel?
Those movies are crazy, man.
Second one was alright, but yeah, the first one was nuts.
The second one was like a different concept, I guess, but the first one was wild.
They also did a song with Jacob E. Shadowix, lead singer for Papa Roach.
Yeah. Boy, I heard some with him the other day, and they still go hard, in my opinion. Like, it kind of sounds the same as it usually does, but I was all right with it. I said, yo, damn. All right, Papa Roach.
Papa Roach be wildin', bro.
Yeah.
They still be wild.
Yeah.
And Underoath released some new music, too.
Yeah, they did.
Didn't sound that bad. It was okay, I guess.
It was all right.
I still don't like it.
You were all bombs. Like, it was okay. Okay.
I still don't like it.
We're all just in the middle on it. Like, it's straight.
I played some of their new stuff on my Thursday radio show. Like, the show I do on Thursdays. Like,
and then people cut the radio off then. No.
Like, man, it was going from, like, 375 people to 3.
Damn.
If I ever had 375 people on there, listen, y'all ain't going to be able to talk to me for a week. I'm going to be walking around like my shit don't stink. I'm be like, man, we had 300 people on the station the other night. And I don't fucking talk to people anymore. You have to talk to my assistant, who is me pretending to be an assistant.
But you have lost it. I said, boy, you done. It ain't that deep, man. It's only 300 something
people. Yeah, exactly. It's like it's just 300 people.
No. Trust me. You gonna think that's something.
Yeah, he would. I definitely would think it was something.
I would think it too. Don't feel bad.
I would hope to not be that big of an asshole over 300 people.
I was like, boy, that's all it took for you to switch up. Like, dude, we know that that's not your assistant. That's you. We hear you.
I got $12.50 off of donations this week. Fuck you guys.
I'm like, damn. I'm like, bro, he's easily corrupted. Don't give that boy no money. Don't ever let him become
rich. Sign no deals with him.
Shane gonna become a millionaire and be like, all right, now can I join the Illuminati? Shane making people bow below me.
Shane's gonna drop us into the fucking equator and we're gonna die.
He's gonna like link up with Elon Musk. Yeah. So we're gonna kill everybody.
Yeah, fly into the ocean.
Elon's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I thought the plan was to take over the world and kill everybody. I
thought that was always what it was. No, man.
No. Look, man, I got $1,000. You think you can get me off this planet?
After we blow it up, of course. Titan A stuff.
Yeah. Then he's like, I don't think that's going to be enough.
Hey, one last topic before we end this. And has anybody heard any good gaming stuff lately?
The rest of the game. besides Smash Bros. Let me think. It was something that just came out.
In case anybody is wondering, Smash Brothers just did their last fighter reveal, and it was Sora for Kingdom Hearts. I'm excited. He drops tomorrow night, Monday. The 18th. So we'll be playing the stream with him. I'm probably getting my ass kicked.
That'd be fun.
No, that doesn't sound fun at all.
Oh, the new Switch dropped.
Yeah, the OLED.
The OLED.
OLED.
Yeah, it dropped. Apparently,
so you talking about the Switch 2? What they said was the Switch 2. Brother, man, hey, that had to be like, I mean, them damn like gaming journalists take so many L's, but they had to be like one of the number ones. Like, they were telling the people straight up, Switch 2 coming out. It's going to have 4K capabilities, and it's coming, and then, like, that mode drop. And Nintendo's like, no, bro, we're just slightly increasing the screen resolution and making it bigger.
Actually, the dock has everything to make it 4K. Just Nintendo just didn't enable it.
That's a cold game, boy. That's horrible. You know why? Because they probably all going to make the Switch 2 at some point, like maybe within the next year or so.
That's
crazy. I was thinking about getting the OLED until I heard that, and I was like, no, never mind. I said, never mind. It'd be a damn waste of money. It's almost like the Wii U or something. It's basically just an upgrade, is it?
Yeah, it's all it is. It's just a bigger Switch. You know, if you want to take gaming on the go, you might as well just either get a regular Switch or a Switch Lite anyway. So why upgrade?
No, there's no point to it at all. Hopefully the price drops to the other one over, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No, because this was...
Go ahead, James.
No, sorry. Go ahead. You're good.
I was about to change the subject, but I was going to mention another game, but you can finish what you were saying.
I mean, the regular Switch, the one I got right here, $300. That one's $350. $50 for a bigger screen.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so have either of you guys heard any reviews on the new Metroid game?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Yes. We about to be talking crap about journalists this whole time.
Well, I mean, I saw it got a 9 out of 10 on Game Informer. So.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's Metroid, bro.
It's Metroid. You know, people love Metroid. People love Samus. This one takes place after the last Metroid game. I have a friend. We all know him. We've all met him, hung out with him. Martez, y'all remember Martez?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his name, he goes by Minmang now. He's the one who helped me get up and started with streaming. He's been streaming Metroid, and it looks really good for it to be a side-scroller shooter.
Yeah, the game.
Yeah, it's like they upgraded. Yeah, it's basically they kept the spirit of I guess the side scrolling or what they call Metroidvania or whatever, right. And they just kind of like had different animations and 3D stuff kind of thrown into it. So it looks good for that. But I was hearing some people complain about how hard it is. And I was just saying to myself, y'all must have never played.
Yeah, people done got Metroidvania. Spoiled. People done got spoiled.
No, it's people who want to work in gaming journalism but don't actually play games.
Right.
Like, they only play one thing, and then they just talk about how great the game is, and then there's, like, something actual hard comes out. And they're like, oh, my God. Like, besides that, I've been hearing it was good.
Yeah, it's from what I've watched him play on and from what he's talked about, it seems like if you played any of the other Metroids, you want to pick this one up because it picks up right there. It continues the story and it's good. So,
like, what was the last one? Was it Metroid Prime?
Yes. I'm pretty sure it was the last actual game because it's been a long ass time since a game.
I don't know. I really don't know. Like, I remember playing Metroid on the Super Nintendo, and that was the last thing I remember playing.
Ooh, man. Yeah. I remember the other M was the thing, and then people acted like that wasn't canon. So, I don't know if it's going to be after the other M or not, but. But yeah, bro. Like,
what was the other one about?
That was the one that pissed off everybody for some reason.
Is that the one that had that where you had to fight the other Samus?
Something. No,
they fixed it right up after that one.
Oh, okay, yeah, because it's something in it where I think like Samus breaks down and starts crying over some dude, and people are like Samus wouldn't do that. Like people really got pissed about it.
I don't know.
I think that's what the other M was.
Well, this one takes place after Samus got affected, and that where everybody's getting affected, and Samus is she's immune to it. But that affection made another Samus that you had to take out your dark self.
Man, I'm actually sorry.
Legends out of bullshit.
The darkness is inside of Samus, and she has to get the Keyblade to kill it. Yeah, but other than
there are a lot of Metroid games.
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Nintendo is for the Switch is releasing the expansion pack for the N64 and Sega Genesis games.
Oh, Sega Genesis games, dude! It's on like Donkey Kong.
It is $50 per year, though.
Yeah, that's not really that bad. That's not that bad.
I mean, it's bad if I can get an emulator. It's bad if I already have the damn console. Play,
but think about this. Yeah, that's fair. But like, if you have a Switch, $50 a year is not bad because you can be playing that with your people anyway. Like you, most people probably do with a Switch. They have games that are party games, or they play games by themselves. Nonetheless, that's more than worth it because of the 64 games alone.
It's still cheaper than Xbox and PlayStation yearly anyway.
Right?
That's Nintendo's whole thing is that we're not as bad as those guys. That's that's the whole thing. Like, if they do microtransactions, we'll have cheaper microtransactions.
Huh? Right? Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people who own a Nintendo Switch anyway plays Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
So this also comes with the expansion for Animal Crossing.
Oh, okay. Because that's that game. Animal Crossing is like the game that if you don't even play video games, you play Animal Crossing. It is. That's the casual. I've played other games. So
it could have been a phone app.
It could have, but it didn't. And so, I mean, and I ain't even going to hate on Animal Crossing. It seems like something it would be. I don't want to say I'll be interested in it, but I respect it.
It seems like it'd be fun, but.
Yeah.
Okay, look. I just want to say something real quick. They have come out with a lot of Metroid games since Metroid Prime. But Metroid Prime came out on GameCube in 2002, and they've put out Game Boy Advance games. They've got Metroid Prime 2, Metroid Prime.
You had that hole for like the DS. I remember playing it at your house. You had one of the Metroid Prime games.
Yeah, I think it was Metroid Zero Mission. That's the one that was on Game Boy Advance, or Metroid Fusion, which came out in 2002, but I don't know that I would have had it in 2002. I don't even know if I had a Game Boy in 2002.
It was like the DS or something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, see, that would make sense.
Or maybe good old, I think Joey had it or something. Yeah, it was probably him.
But they came out with other ones for the Wii, you know, but it looks like, I mean, they came out with a lot of different ones, but they had like Federation Force and all these different Nintendo 3DS ones. Samus Returns. Samus.
Whatever. Oh, so what is your, Xander, opinion on Halo Infinite's new way they went about it, like how the developers are treating it?
I mean, I ain't really heard that much about it since we talked about it, but I have heard that people were saying that the beta was great. Out of like all the drama that's come out of everything, people were saying that the beta was really good.
Yeah.
And it may like change multiplayer shooters for a while now. And I remember we even said that.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I had an invitation to it. I just didn't take it.
You like, I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to get no hope. Don't give me no hope.
No, it wasn't that. It was just the whole entire fact of they were just like, hey, we're dropping the campaign and multiplayer at launch, but you can't couch co-op it or co-op online with anybody until season 2 starts.
Yeah, all right. I see. That's trash.
Yeah,
that's the same damn issue that they had with Halo 5. But I mean, with Halo 5, they just didn't have it, did they? They just didn't have co-op.
Yeah, it was you can only co-op online with other players, but couch co-op wasn't there, and they were bringing it back for this one. But they stated in order to hit that release date, they could not incorporate it into the game.
And see, what the hell's up with this damn season 2 stuff, bro? Like, everybody want to be Destiny and shit, man. That's.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so something pretty interesting that happened with Halo Infinite. So did you guys hear about, like, they came out with the Halo Infinite 20 years bundle for the new Xbox and it came with two remotes. It was like a super fan bundle for the Xbox, Halo Xbox, the new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, whenever people went to go buy it on the app for GameStop, like, the GameStop app was crashing. People were getting errors. Like, all the people who were there first, like, missed out on buying them. And then, these other people finally got them. And it was, like, they sold out, like, within, you know, very quickly. And this thing was saying, even those lucky ones who were able to get it, the celebration might have started a bit soon. Namely, GameStop recently canceled some PS5 and Xbox Series X orders. But there still might be some hope for those who didn't get a console. Supposedly, people are reselling these super packs or whatever it is, super fan bundles on eBay for insane prices. Like they're already.
Well, these scalpers are demon time forever, bro. Like they have zero chill.
You do know why like new consoles are hard to find. Like
I think they were saying something about like chip manufacturing.
It's the chips. Yeah. Also now newer consoles and new like if you want to build a PC, you're shit out of luck trying to build one.
That graphics card was in the same. It's been like that pretty much since like last year.
Right. Like now there's a silicone shortage for consoles and anything gaming or like tech related. There's a silicone shortage going on right now.
Yeah, listen, also I want to tell you guys, just a step into my crazy paranoid world. You guys get bored. You need to look up why Taiwan is so important.
That is the most conspiracy theory thing anybody's ever said. Yo, you need to look up why this is important and just
listen.
Don't say
it sounds crazy, but like 70% of the chips that come in the world come out of Taiwan.
I don't doubt it.
And China is working on trying to take back over Taiwan. Now, mind you, it might be business as usual after all this COVID and all this other shipping stuff goes along, even if China does take Taiwan. But it might not, because we don't just use it for, you know, computers and video games. Chips are used for all kinds of shit. And you take out the chips, you're causing a problem, especially vehicles, all kinds of different stuff. But I digress. It's just something to add on to that. But there's apparently there was a percentage of people who went on to delete their pro memberships, or like demanded refunds for their pro memberships from GameStop because of the fact that they weren't able to get their Xboxes. Like we pay for the pro membership and to get access to get these Xboxes first.
Yeah. That's where GameStop fucked up at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first week was really bad. And then after they restocked, people started buying them and they were able to get them and immediately went to eBay and they're reselling them for 50 to 75% markups.
I mean, the problem is just that like, As long as there's people who are dumb enough to buy from scalpers, they'll keep scalping.
Yo, all right. Anybody want a Series S? I got one. $500 is yours.
James is like,
I stole it from a small child.
James is like, I'll sell it to you. $1,800
I legit got it off of GameStop for $300. Yours for $500.
You can cook
that's
it.
How it is. I mean, like, it's... But that's how it is now. Like, it's crazy how people are doing that stuff. But
seriously, I like the Series S, but I find myself nowadays being more of a PC gamer.
Yeah.
Just because it's more convenient, and you know, a lot of Microsoft is both Xbox and PC. Game Pass is also on PC, so I find myself playing more Steam and PC games on my laptop than I do my Xbox. So, you know, anybody who's looking for one, I'll sell it to them for about $300.
See there, he being nice about it. I would have did what you said for real. I would have sold that off for like $1,000.
I was about to say, if you're really trying to come up off of it, I bet you could sell it on Facebook.
You could.
Yeah, I mean, I just.
He has morals.
You're not that desperate. I mean, it's almost Christmas time, people are going to be having trouble buying anything cool.
That's right. There's going to be kids and stuff like that. They're going to be trying to make their
James,
parents.
You just need to hang on to that bitch till about December 15th and then put it up. Yeah. Charge whatever you want for that thing.
Around December, put up $500 Xbox Series X.
Yeah. Lightly somebody used. Will buy it.
Because I guarantee you, that's cheap in comparison to how other people are going to be doing it.
They somebody's parents who don't like, know how much that thing costs normally anyway, and they can't
they just want their kid
one.
To shut up. That's what it is. They just want that chap to shut up about it, so they'll, that's what I would do. But
them rich motherfuckers are ducking their taxes anyway.
So now, we're going to go to Shane's QAnon corner. What's this QAnon episode?
They're fucking coming. They're coming now. Get to cover.
Get the frogs. But I'm really trying to think about like what other games that I've heard about, and I can't say for right now. Like I'm not too sure
because the gaming right now is it's either you're playing Call of Duty, you're playing Destiny, you're playing
Tales of Arise just dropped. I know a lot of people were talking about that.
That game is so fucking. Yeah,
I heard that hole was like
my god.
But see, now we're going to Nerd Corner with Alex and James.
I should have bought that bitch off of Steam, and I've been streaming and playing it, and it's just.
People were saying it's just as good as Vesperia almost. That lane.
They stepped up the combat system. Like, yeah, she still got your crystals, but you know, all your CP is shared now.
So you still got your crystals. Sorry.
you remember your TP?
Yeah.
Alex, it's called CP now, and it's all shared.
Okay.
So it makes you think, oh, I don't really need to use this. I really don't need to be healed right now if I can just use an apple gel to heal myself because it'll take away the TP. Or, hey, I might need this TP to unlock this CP to unlock this door or something now.
It's like one of my friends that got it, he's in there trying to tell me all about it. Like, I ain't never played Tales or something. I got mad on the slip.
I got mad.
I was like, bro, I've been in these streets. But you know what? Cool. You this your first Tales game? Enjoy it, man. He's like, I really do. I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah. It's the combat is way different. Yeah. It's kind of like Dark Souls now, where you got to actually roll. You can actually roll, jump, do stuff like that. I like it. It's fun. That's been a good game. I've been playing. Back 4 Blood just came out.
Yeah, they back. Get it. Hey, Shane, there you go. Get it back in blood. Pooh Shiesty, baby.
Yeah.
Pooh Shiesty.
Industry plants.
Hey,
yeah. Hey, it don't matter how much of a plant he was, as he's in jail now, I think.
Hey, you got Game Pass, don't you?
Yeah.
Get it. It's on Game Pass.
Yeah, I downloaded the demo and played it with Jack for a while whenever the demo came out, and it was fun. And I was just
I haven't heard that much about it though. I heard some people like it, but I think like what's the verdict on it?
It's fun, but
it ain't like Left 4 Dead.
Oh, it's just like Left 4 Dead. It's Left 4 Dead. It's literally Left 4 Dead, but the only thing is you got cards now and.
Oh hell!
These cards, these cards is you. Every time you start up the next area, you get to choose a card, and that card will affect you. You know, let's say there's something they call corruption cards. Well, there might be armored bosses, or you can't let a teammate die, or you can't scare the crows. You can't do this,
good reason to continue playing the game.
God, yeah,
you'll get penalized, but they also give you cards that you pick that help you out. So. You want more speed and mobility? Pick a mobility card. You want more attack? Pick an attack. Defense? Like that. I mean, it's
different.
It's different, but it's just Left 4 Dead with a card system.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I don't say that bad.
Yeah, they be hoarding too, man. The hordes are pretty wild on the demo, and I'm sure that like they didn't give you everything on the demo.
Oh my god! Yeah, if you did that whole entire Act 1, there's more stuff in it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's been pretty good. I do know in November, fuck, I can't ever say this goddamn name right.
Shin Megami Tensei?
Shin Megami
Tensei.
Yeah. It's dropping the fifth installment of their mainline series on the Switch and PlayStation. And
now, this all you be, because I know, like, that's a spinoff. Well, Persona's a spinoff of that, right?
Yeah, Persona's a spinoff of that, yeah. And it looks really great. I've been trying to keep away from it so I don't swell myself.
Yeah, don't go on YouTube. Like, I think they have the whole game.
Or be like, hey, man, be safe on these internet streets and be rubbish.
Yeah, like what old boy is saying. Yo, that grab was funny. You say by any trees, because it was rough when Kingdom Hearts 3 came out.
That's what you told me. I was like, man.
It was bad.
I was on YouTube, and I was like, sword fights all cool. You're like, man, be safe on the street. You be safe by the
streets. I was not playing, bro, because I told you. I ruined that whole Zaldin is Lushu thing. And I said, damn, I'm just cutting the TV off for a minute. Like, I just won't go online. Yeah, but I mean, other than that, like, I really don't know much about what's going on in gaming. I want to say that I saw some crazy crap pop off, like, a few days ago, but I forgot about it, so...
It was TGS that popped off. Yeah. December 9th is the award, gaming award thing they do.
Again?
Fucking year. Yeah, it's that time of year.
December 9th. Damn, already?
Yeah, it's been a full year. December 9th is that. So,
oh, so yeah, so The Last of Us 2 will be awarded everything again.
Oh my God.
Well, we already know what the next podcast is going to be about. Me and Alex ranting about The Last of Us 2 and Naughty Dog.
Oh God, no, we ain't. That's too much. I got tired of that.
We'd like to take this time to announce fuck Dave Chappelle and Last of Us 3 is on its way. Thank you.
Hey, you should put mask. See, there are now. You don't know. You don't broke it open up, boy.
I just know. I don't even know nothing about that, but I just see it everywhere and people's talking about it.
I watched it and I was like, it was damn good. But you know how stuff is. It's just this is culture war type stuff. Like, if Shane would like to talk about it on his podcast,
I was about to say, and tomorrow night I'll have the guys on my show.
Watch it tonight. Discuss it tomorrow. Gotcha.
Exactly.
Exactly. You ain't even going. This is like the thing itself actually wasn't that bad. He just made a joke about, I guess, the community that you're not supposed to joke about. And
the trans community.
Yeah,
he has been going pretty hard the past like year and a half, 2 years at them for sure.
I love how Netflix just stood by him on it. That's all I'm gonna say.
They have a whole damn movie on there about like little girls twerking, bro. Calm down. Like they better not say nothing.
What?
Dude, it's called Cuties.
What? Yeah.
It's some creepy shit, dude.
I mean, it's I ain't even gonna try to make it sound that bad, but it is. It's essentially one of those weird independent films where it's like anything goes, and the whole point is that sexualization of young children is a bad thing. So in order to prove that point, I'm gonna make a movie sexualizing children.
God, yeah, what the fuck is wrong with
we're
that?
Deep
it's,
like that.
It's weird, man. It's weird. Like, because it's like you can't. It's not like you just filmed some stuff that was happening naturally. Like, you had to set these children up to film this movie, and it's fucking odd. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I've seen bits and pieces, and I've heard.
I saw some dude talk about it. It was some YouTube guy talk about it, and he was like, "See, the thing is that people are going to get upset about me saying this, but you know, they're supposed to be arousing." And there are certain parts where they are. Oh, and he's like, hey, that's okay. And that's okay, bro. You, man, this dude was tripping me. It's like people out here exposing themselves.
Yeah, it's like, what is wrong with people? Like, why we did so well without this stuff? Like, we did so well for such a long time. Like, look, we probably could, you know, stop being racist as a society would be great if that's like that big of a problem. But there's so many other things that the people are like, no, like, really. Like, really, we probably should be able to fuck kids. Like, I don't see why not. It's like, dog, chill out. It's like, how far does it go? Like, because so many things, I'm like, yeah, it's fine. But when people start being like, look, it is arousing. It's supposed to be. I'm so proud. These girls deserve an award for their performance for shaking their ass at the age of 9 on a movie that has been seen by the entire world and has been seen even more because of the fact that so many people's
bro, I was thinking that hole was a trap, boy. I was like, man, if I click on this, I'm going to hear that knock.
Yeah, that shit.
FBI, open up. We got him. We got him. And I mean, the thing is that, like, that's not to say, because I mean, there were crazy movies like that when we were coming up too. You know, there was that movie with Siberian Film. There was that movie called Kids about like young teens, stuff like that, having sex and, you know, New York and crap. So, you know, we grew up in the period of like crazy, edgy, independent films.
I mean, look at It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the books were worse. I mean, the kids had an orgy.
Yeah, they threw that whole part out. I was like, how they gonna write this? Yeah, but like, yeah, the part, you know, when they shake their hands and stuff, like the newer ones kind of throw some stuff in from the original.
Like a circle jerk or something?
No, they go in.
They go in.
they do their girl dirty.
They do. And
apparently it's for like spiritual growth or something. There's
spiritual
a group.
Growth, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's getting about that time for me. But I would, I know you guys probably are busy and do your own things, but I do need an episode for this week if you guys want to come on tomorrow night, same time, same place.
It would have to be after 9 o'clock tomorrow for me. I don't close.
Well, Well, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. Because, I mean, if you guys want to, I mean, we can do it again. And we can do it for my show.
I mean, you want to talk about the Chappelle thing?
We can talk about a little bit of the kind of stuff we were talking about here at the end.
Okay. All right. I guess so. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Setting up for the next show.
Yeah. With that being said, you can hear my podcast, Organic Poison, on all the major streaming services. As also, every new episode comes out on deviantbehaviorradio.com at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. I also have a radio show called Toxic Tunes and Trends that comes on at 9 o'clock on every Thursday night. I play music and talk shit like I am right now. And, thank you guys for having me on the show. It's been awesome. Also, one last thing before I stop plugging my shit. There is a concert happening on November 6th in Macomb, Mississippi, and it's going to be a rap show, and it's going to be fun, and it's for a good cause. So if you guys are interested, get online and look that up. It's going to be fun.
Turn up.
That's a busy day.
I have a lot of things to say, so I try to learn to say them fast.
All right, guys. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to Holly and Hideout Podcast. I know it's been about a month and a half to 2 months before we've done anything. Life's just been busy. So thank y'all for listening. Check us out tomorrow night.
Yes, and thank you guys for having me on.
No problem.
Oh my God, oh, yeah.
Hey, somebody grab me some clippers. This fucking beard is weird. Tough talk from a rapper paying millions for security a year. I think my dad's gone crazy. Yeah, Haley, you right. Dad's always mad, cooped up in the studio, yelling at the mic. You sober and bored, huh? I know. I'm about to be 46 years old, dog. Talking about, I'ma call up Trick Trick. Man, you sound like a bitch, bitch. Man, I can handle your shit. You mad about something I said in 2012? Took you 6 years and a surprise album just to come with a diss? Homie, we get it. We know that you're the greatest rapper alive. Fucking dweeb, all you do is read the dictionary and stay inside. Fuck rap god, I'm the rap devil. Come a bare face with a black shovel like the Armageddon. When the smoke settle, his body next to this instrumental, I'm saying. Sick of them sweatsuits and them corny hats, let's talk about it. I'm sick of you being rich and you still mad, let's talk about it. Both of us single dads from the Midwest, we can talk about it. Or we can get gully, I'll size up your body and put some white chalk around it. Let's talk about the fact you actually blackballed a rapper that's twice as young as you. Let's call Sway, ask why I can't go up to Shea 45 because of you. Let's ask Interscope how you had Paul Rosenberg trying to shelf me. Still can't cover up the fact your last 4 hours as bad as a selfie. Now tell me, what are you staying for? What? I know you can't stand yourself.